No, Rav Amar, Rav says, I'll tell you really, filu teimer rabbanon. Even if you want to say our Mishnah could really go according to the rabbanon shita, I tell you, ki matni lo nami b'milsa the tzrichalo. When are you matni to her something that she needs? Because even if you want to say the Mishnah goes according to the rabbanon, so again, according to the rabbanon, the husband does not have a chiyuv to take care of his wife's kabbonis. He doesn't have to do it. So why does our Mishnah say, if she was first makdish them and they belong to the husband, the case has to be that the husband gave it to her for a present. So I can still tell you that the svari is, even if the husband gives it to her for a present, the svari is, ki matni lo nami b'milsa tzricha lo. He only gave it to her for a present if she needs it. But b'milsa b'lo tzricha lo, lo matni lo. Now when the husband is made for the neder, so now the husband knows that she's not a nazir, like she does not need these kabonas. So it's like a matana betois. So therefore the husband has a right, like, to get these animals back. Like he could tell his wife, I only gave you these animals for present at the beginning, because I thought you were going to remain a nazir, and I let you use them for something that you do need. But now that the husband himself was made for the neder, that she's not a real nazir, so really she does not need to bring these kabonis, just the fact that she already made it hegdish, so the husband then says, I never gave it to you for that purpose. So it's like a matona betois, so now it comes out that the first kedusha that the wife made was not chal, like she never had a right to be makdish these animals, because these animals never belonged to her. The husband only gave it to her for a present, if she's going to need it. But now that she doesn't need it for these kabonis, the husband never gave it to her for such a present. So therefore, it comes out she never had a right to be makdish, to make these animals kodesh. Therefore, the Mishnah says that the animals are not kodesh. They're chulin, they go out and pasture in the fields, and the husband takes them back. Yeah. So, kids, the Mishnah could go l'chur either according to Rabbi Yehuda or according to the Rabban. And they both hold the same svara, that the husband only gives her something that she needs, and not something that she does not need. Right, then the Mishnah says, Im shalohoisa behemta, if these animals started out to belong to herself, it was her own animals, and she was makdish them, then they remain kodesh. So lochur is chat is tamus, the korban chatas has to die, because she doesn't need the kapar anymore. V'yerla takravayla, but the korban erla, that's brought for the korban erla. So Gemara says, he minola, how does she own something? How does a wife own something? For Amrit, we know the lochur is, whatever a wife acquires goes straight to the husband. Whatever she owns goes straight to her husband. So how is it possible that she owns these animals herself? Amarav Papa, her Papa says, Shekom Tzosa Mi Tzosa. That means she was stingy with her own food, with her own dough. In other words, a certain amount of dough she has the right to eat, to keep for herself. Like Poshna means the food the husband gives her, that's her food to eat. So let's say she went on a diet, or she didn't use the food, but instead she kept the food and sold it, and with the money she went and brought animals. So that's how she could own something for herself. So even though Tayyaz asked the Kasha, that the Gemara and Ksuba says, the Maisa Mezainis Labal, that if there's extra money for the Mezainis, it goes back to the husband, not to her. So Tayyaz says, Yeshleima Demari Shamala, Tzi Maisi Dechem of Mezainisecha. That the husband said to her, you keep your paycheck, and therefore I won't pay you. And she agreed to that, so therefore if she makes more money than she needs, the extra money belongs to her. Or else Taisa says, that there's maisa mezainis means that there's a certain amount of money she needs, and if there's more than that, the extra money the husband keeps. But here we're talking about the husband gave her the exact amount of money that she needs to live on that week. Just what she did with the money was, instead of buying food with it, she still kept the money. So that money is her money, and therefore with that money she could buy kabonis. Iboy Yisem, another teretz is, Ti'akni lo achar, I'll tell you, a third party, somebody else, gave it to her for a present. V'yomalo, and they said to her, Al menah shein labalcha reshus behen, that I'm giving it to you, al menah, the Baal doesn't have reshus to use it. Al menah shein labalcha reshus behen. So if you give her a present, with a tenai, with a condition that a husband has no right to use it, that's the case that the husband does not get it, but in such a case it goes straight to her, that's called she owns these animals, therefore they remain the kedusha. Then the lochur is, So Amalei Shmuel Avua Barihya. Shmuel said to Avua Barihya, Loitesev al Kirecha, means like, don't sit down. Ad Yomartin Lihode Milsa, until you explain me this thing. In other words, I want you to stay standing until you explain me this thing. That there's a braisa like this that says, V'yeluhein arbo elim, there are four type of kabonis, four type of aisles, rims, she'enam tunalechem, that there should be a korban of a nazir, that usually when a nazir brings a korban, the aisle, he has to bring his lechem with it. When he brings the shlomim, the aisle for the shlomim, you have to bring lechem with it. But there are four cases that even though the aisle is brought, the lechem is not brought. What are the four cases? Sheloi, where the animals belong to the husband, that's like our Mishnah. Vishalo, where the animals belong to her. Vishalachar Hamisa, in the case where after they died. Or else Vishalachar Kapora, after they had Kapora. So there's four cases, four korban nozzles, like the ayil, where even though you bring the korban, but lechem you do not need. She said, explain it to me. What's the pshat of these four cases? What does it mean? She said like this. Shelo, the first case where the animals belong to her, hodi amaran. That's the loch of our Mishnah. That our Mishnah says if this Isha was makabel to be a nazir, and she set aside from her own money, her own kabonis, she brought her own kabonis. So then if the husband is made for the nether later, still she has to bring the shlomim for korban shlomim, but Joshi does not bring the lechem with it. So this is the case that the ayil for the shlomim is brought, but not with the lechem. That's called the case of Shaloi. That's our Mishnah. Shaloi, where's the case of the husband? Where do we have the case of the husband? Now Mishnah can't be the case of the Mishnah. Because now Mishnah, when the korban is brought to the husband, then it's not korb at all. It has no kedusha at all. So where is there a case where the animals belong right to him, and still we say the korban has to be brought? Just you don't have to bring the lechem. Where is there a case? So the Tanan will have the Gemara later that says like this. Ho'ish madires b'noi b'nozir. A man, a husband, a father has a right to menada, to make his son into a nazir. So the father could be mekabel naziris for a son. Ha'ish madiras b'noi b'nazir. V'yeinu isha madiras as b'no b'nazir. But the mother cannot do it to a son. If the mother says, Hareini, I'm making you a nazir, nothing doing. We'll see the Gemara later why. But only a father could do it, not the mother. Now, when a father does this, what's going to be of Gilach? In other words, let's say later the son itself is Meicha, says he doesn't like the idea, and he himself takes his own haircut. Or else the mother or the brother decides that it's not a good thing to have their son or the brother a Nazir, so they give him a haircut. The kids are their Meicha, they're like Sharon, they don't want it. Micha, in a case where the son himself speaks up and says, I don't want to be a Nazir. Or else the Kravim, the mother or the brother, said that they don't want him to be a Nazir. So Lachar is like this. If they had money that they set aside already, the father set aside money to be brought for the Kabonis. So the Stumim, all the money is together, wasn't said how much for what, which Kravim, it's only one sum of money. Then we say Yiplu L'Nedava. You take all that money and give it to the Nadava, which means they buy a korban olah for the Mizbeach when it's empty. That's called Kayetz HaMizbeach. Moyes Mefuroshin, let's say the father set aside already money and he said clearly, this much money for the Chatez, this much money for the olah, this much money for the Shlomim. So the Locher is then, Demei Chatez Yechol Yam HaMelech. The money that's set aside for the Chatez goes to the Yam HaMelech. In other words, since the son or the Kravim are being Meicha, they're saying they don't want the Naziris, so the halacha is the Naziris goes off. This we'll see later how we know this from. But that's this new halacha, that when the father is Mekabel Naziris for a son, if later somebody disagrees with it as Meicha, the Naziris goes away. So therefore, the money set aside for the Chatez is Yechlu Yam HaMelech. You have to throw that money away. The money that was set aside for korban olah, you have via oila, very good, bring the korban olah. Umaylam behen, and you have an isamila on it, because the money is going to be used for kachim, for korban, it has an isamila on it now. Demei shlomim, the money you set aside for shlomim, you have via shlomim. You have to buy that aisle and bring him a terus of shalmei nazir. Venecholim liyamechot, and enechanami, you can only eat it one day. It has a lecha like a shalmi nazir. You could only eat it one day, and not like a regular shlomim that's nechal l'shnei yomim v'layl lechot. But this shlomim again is v'einam tunim lechem. You do not have to bring lechem, because l'maisa again, there's no nazir now. Even though the father at first made his son into a nazir, but later when they're meicha, they can be meicha, and that takes it away. They disagree with it. They have a right to stop the naziris. So even though the korban has to be brought, but lechem again you can't bring, because the maisa b'shas you bring in the korban, there's no kapeh ha-nazir. There's no hand of the nazir there. The son is not a nazir anymore. So this is the second case of shaloi, where the money was the father's, and he brought it for his son's naziris. If his naziris goes off later with the meicham, so even though you bring the korban, but no lechem. Then the third case the b'raisa says is shalacha misa. That means after they died. What does that mean? Minoah, how do we know this? Tetanya would learn like this. Hamafrish moyas nazirosai. If somebody was a nazir, and he set aside money for his kavanis, he knows that when he becomes tor, when he finishes his naziris, he's going to have to bring these three kavanis. So he set aside money now for the three kavanis. So lechur is loynen and v'loymoylem hem. If you have money set aside, so calls the man that the guy's alive, we say this money now, midirabbanan, don't have enjoyment from it. But if you have enjoyment, there's no isimila. Because it could be all the money may be used for korban shlamim. Like maybe you cannot just think that you want to buy a big fat korban shlamim, and all the money that you set aside now, you're going to use it to buy the big aisle. So therefore, the money doesn't have kedushas aguf on it, like there's no isimila on the money. What's going to be made? Let's say this nazir dies now. Before he brings his kabanis, the nazir himself dies. So what's the locha? For hoyu lo mayestumim. And he had this money, this sum of money that he set aside for his kabanis. He does not designate yet how much for what. So then the locha is yiplu l'nadava. All the money should go to be used for the kayetz ha-mizbeach, to buy presents, korban oila for the mizbeach. What about the moyes mefuroshin? If he had the money set aside before, when he was still alive, he said clearly, this much for the chatas, this much for the shlamim, then the lach is in such a case, the mechatas yechol yom ha-melech. Again, the money of the chatas, that since this is called the chatas shemesel b'leho, the owner of it died, like the nozit died already, so he's not here b'shas to bring the korban, so you don't bring the chatas. The lach is, the money goes to yom ha-melech. And lo nenim v'lo meulim, that you shouldn't have enjoyment from it, but if you do, there's no istamila, because since this money is not going to be used to buy a korban to be makriv, it has no kedushas aguf on it. The mei oila, the money you had set aside for the korban oila, your viu oila, you should use it to buy a korban oila. Umayilam behen, and that is nistamila run. The mei shlamim, because that korban is going to be brought. The money you have set aside for shlamim, your viu shlamim. Bring the money and bring the korban shlamim. Now when you bring the shlamim again, it's called the shalmei nazir, even though the nazir died already, but vice versa, the yorshim have to bring this korban with his money, and the lachur is necholim liyay nechod, this korban now, whoever's the owner at that time, the kids, the yorshim, they have a right to eat it in one day, but v'einam tunan lechem, but they do not have to bring the lechem. Again, the same svara. That since their father died already, the nazir died already, so b'shashu bringing his kavanis, there's no kapeh ha-nazir. The loch of the lechem is, we'll see later the psukim, the lechem has to go on top of the hands of the nazir. Here that there's no more nazir, he's not alive anymore, so mele, he doesn't have to bring the lechem. So this is the third case that a shalmei nazir is brought, but there's no lechem brought with it. Shalacha kapara. Shalacha kapara means he was already mechaper, he had his kapara ready. The case is like this. He had a regular nazir. He lived out the 30 days. At the end of 30 days, he set aside three kabanas to be brought, and he lost his kabanas. The kabanas got lost. And what did he do? So he brought another three kabanas. And after he brought the second pair, now he found the first pair. So the first pair of kabanas are called kabanas shenis kapra baleho, that the nazir already has his kapara. But still, they were muktesh, they were set aside, the chatis was set aside for the chatas of a nazir, the shlomim for the shlomim, the other for the oila, so they're still brought. I mean, chatas is not brought, the chatas is tumas. But the oila and the shlomim, that's brought, and it has the same halacha again, that since the nazir already had his kapara before already, So when he brings the second time this korban shlamim that he had from before, he does not have to bring lechem. So Gemara says, why not? Gemara says, svaruhu. It's a svara that such a nazir that already brought his kabonis, and now he brings the second one because he found them, does not have to bring lechem. What's the svara? Because I'll tell you, shaliyacha hamisa maitaima, why do we say if the nazir died and his kids are bringing his kabonis, that they don't have to bring lechem? The lechazi lekapara, because the nazir doesn't need a forgiveness anymore, he's not alive anymore. The father, the nazir, died already, so the svari does not need a kapara, that's why we don't bring lechem. Mashma, we only bring lechem when you need it for a kapara. But if you don't need it for a kapara, you don't bring lechem. So if so, the svara should be, shaliyacha kapara nami. If the nazir already had his kapara, he brought already kabonis, and now he finds his first pair of kabonis, and he brings them, holochaz lekapara. He doesn't need kapara anymore, so that's a svara that he does not have to bring lechem. So that's shot in this bright, so these are the four cases that we have a shalmei nazir. But the halacha is, though, that when he brings a shlamim, the ayil, he does not have to bring lechem with it. All right, turn over. So now the Gemara asks, v'su lekka, and the only four cases are no more? And the Bryce is mashma, only these four are no more, is that true? V'yika, I'll give you other cases. Other cases are like this. V'yika, the Tani Levi, Levi learned, v'shah kol shalmei nazir, any other shlomim that a nazir brings, she'ashochton sheloikim etzvason. Let's say when the nazir brings his korban shlomim, the kohen at that time shechts it, sheloi l'shma, with a different kavana, he doesn't have the right kavana on it. Like the place brings down that Pirush Rashi b'Menachis she'ashochton shloi l'shmon, that the kohen shechted the shlamim l'shem a korban ela, l'shem another korban. That the lacher is the korban is kosher. That's the first mishnah in Zvachim. Kol azvachim chenizbuchu shloi l'shmon, that the ksherim, he have a right to still bring this korban. Ela shloi olu l'shem chayva. Just the bialim is not yaitzah their mitzvah, they have to bring another korban. But let's say this korban shlamim, when the kohen was bringing it for the nazir, if the kohen had the wrong kavanah in mind when he made the dalal avodis, either the shechita or the kabbalah, the loch or the zrika, so the loch is this carbon is kosher, but the bialim does not have its kapara from it. So such a carbon that it says the loch is ksherim, but loyadon the bialim mashem chayva. So the nazir is not yetsus chayv, and therefore v'necholom loyem echad. True, it has a loch of a shalmei nazir. You have to eat the meat in one day. But v'einam tunim lelechem, you do not have to bring lechem when you bring this korban. V'loi zeraya, like we'll see later on in the Masechta, the special kabbonis, when a regular nazir brings a shlamim, they take the zeraya out of the aisle, and they cook it up by itself in a special pot. We'll see later. So here, this nazir doesn't have to do this. Doesn't have to have v'loi zeraya. Kimitzvos, like a regular mitzvah, no, yeah. So the question is, why do you only say four cases? You have another case here, that this nazir brings his shlamim, but not with the lechem. So Gemara answers, kimitzvoson kochoshev. The Brice before that says there are four cases is talking about, when they bring the korban, they bring it the right way. When it's brought kimitzvoson. But shalai kimitzvoson, but if it's not brought the right way, like over here, when the kohen shechted the korban, he did it shalai l'shmo, it wasn't brought kimitzvason like a choshev. Such cases, true, you could have cases like that. But the Braisa was not talking about those type of cases. The Braisa before that says there are four cases are talking about where you bring the nazir, the korban, the right way. Not if you bring it different ways. Right, then the Mishnah says, Hoyuloi moyes tumim yiplu l'nadova. If you have this money again with this wife that was makabel naziris, and then later the husband was made for the neder, she no more nazir. If she has money that she set aside already for, then her kabbonis, all this money now you take and use it for a korban olah, for nedava. For the Gemara, why? For haloi demei chatis meravim behen. How could you take all this money now and use it to buy presents for the mizbeach, which means a korban olah? She had, this true was one sum of money, but this money was set aside for her kabbonis, and one of the kabbonis is the chatis. So Taisa Zuad in the Gemara creates the kasha from Shlomim also. But a koponim, part of it, one third of the money was set aside for the chatis. So how could we take now this money and use it for korban eila? That's not what it set. That's not what it was set aside for. So the Gemara answers and Echnami, Omer Rabbi Yochanan Halachi Benazir. It's a special gzeras akosif. Forget what Taisa says. The first person, Halachi Benazir, Halach l'Moshe Mitzrayim hu. It's Halach l'Moshe Mitzrayim. There's Tumim Yitlul Nadava. That's the Halacha. That if you have money set aside for your carbon Naziris, it's automatically set aside, and you can't use it, it's set aside in the Nadava. Afo Pisha, Demei Chatas Merovim Behem. V'yad Rabba. Zakar Machicha, Kishe, Demei Chatas Davka Merovim Behem. It's only when you have the money of the Nazir mixed in there, do we have this new Halach l'Moshe Mitzrayim. So the kid says, it's a special Allah, Lom Moshe Mitzrayim, that if you have your money set aside for the Kabonis, even though the Mechatis is mixed in, when you can't use it to bring Kabonis, we use the money, Lunadova. Resh Lakas, Lom Resh Lakas says, no, it's not Allah, Lom Moshe Mitzrayim, but the Pasuk says, L'chol Nidrayim, L'chol Nidvaisam, is HaTayra Amra, Moise Nedi Yehel Lunadova. The Pasuk is saying clearly the extra money of a neder or nadava, the money has to be brought for a nadava. So Mela, that's how he says, the chol kabonis nazir v'nederheim. All the kabonis that a nazir brings is through a neder. And the other Pasuk says any leftover money from a neder has to be brought to a nadava. So the special there's a kosev here that the leftover money from a neder goes to a nadava. Skuma says, Bishplay, Mother Rabbi Yechon, the Yamalachi, the He, Benazir, Antilachi, Stumimin, Mufrashim Loi. If you learn it's a special Loch, Lamashim Sinai, it was only said, when the money is Stumim, you didn't say exactly how much money you want for each carbon, then you have the Locha. But Mufrashim Loi, but if you set aside how much money for each carbon, then you don't have the Locha. Then the Locha is, and the Mishnah says, we use the money for the Kabonis. Ela, the Rash Lakish, according to Rash Lakish, L'chol Nidrayim, U'l'chol Nidvoysam. The Pasuk says, any neder, leftover money is used for Nadava. So, Mayri Ristumim, why does our Mishnah say here when this Isha was a Nazir? And then she became, the husband was Mefrit. She's not a Nazir anymore. So, L'chol her money is leftover money from a neder. So, why do we say only Stumim? Afilim of Roshim. Even the money that is set aside clearly for what and for what and for what should also go to Nadava, according to Rish Lakish. It's a pasuk. The Marint is Amar Rava, but for Rashi or Matzis Armit. If you said clearly, you can't say that. Kvar Poska Tana the Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel taught us like this. The pasuk says Rakor Hashecha Sheyil Lecha for Nidrecha. What does the pasuk mean? Bevlade Kodeshim of Tumrosan Akasim Medaber. That the kids of Kachim and the Tamura, the exchange of it, that my taknosa mothers of the Kana, Tisa Ubosalamakim Ashiv Hashem, that you have to bring them for Kabonis. Yochu Yala Besavchim, you have to bring it to the Besavchira, the Yimna Mihamayim, let him die there, like don't feed it there, Umozan, Peshvil Shayamaisu, Taim and Laimna, the Post says, Vyasisa Lesecha, Boss of Yadam, Laimaloch, Kederach Shatanaig Biela, Naig Bitruasa. That's the same way you have to be noig with the exchange of it. And kederach shatanoig v'shlamim, noig of vladim. Yochel af vlad chattis, tamurashim kain, tamla marak, dibra b'yishmuel. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll go to this best. Come on again tomorrow. You're holding that chotei yom ralef. So again, the top again. That the shayla was the morius takashom, so you have the leftover money. From this Isha, there was a Nazir, then she had the Afara, so Loch Rizav, it's Moya Stumen. She has all the money that she set aside for a Kabonis, so the Mishnah says, Yitlul Medova. With the money, we use it to buy a Korban Ola for the Kayat HaMizbeach. We use it for Medova. So Moria Sakasha, I have a Haloi Dimechah.